Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together.
Girl, I got a question for you.
Ask us anything.
Okay. We welcome questions. You can get them to us through the Wave FM Facebook page. Look, hit us up anytime to 427-51-96.5. But look, here's a bunch that have come through Facebook. Questions for Jade and Damien. You have not been able to see these questions prior. You have no prior knowledge.
No.
Just a few here that I'm going to throw at you. All right.
All right.
A couple of short ones to loosen you up. Do you sleep with a stuffed animal?
No.
Do husbands count?
Oh, that's just mean. All right, okay.
No, there's too many other bodies in my bed. Yeah. No room for a
And these days everyone's got 18 pillows on the bed as well.
That's right,
actually. Yeah,
yeah, okay. I sleep with a lot of pillows.
Jade and Damien.
Yes.
Have you ever peed in a pool?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's an easy one.
The whole question is, have you ever done a number two in a pool?
Yeah. No. Oh, thank God.
No, neither have I.
Well, on that, you're in a public restroom and you've just unleashed number two. Then you realise that your cubicle has no toilet paper.
Oh, no.
What do you do?
Cry.
You go through all sorts of different stages of emotions, don't you?
You look at which item of clothing you're happy to sacrifice.
I mean, for me, okay, if there's no one in the next cubicle, it's got to be the undies, isn't it?
Exactly.
You got to whip them off and...
Unless there's no one else in the toilets, and then I'd do a dash, sprint. Oh. So I'd go from one top cubicle to the next.
Do the cubicle swap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But that's fraught with danger because anyone could come in at any time. Otherwise, I'm with Damien, sacrifice the knickers.
Yeah, either that or actually if there is no one around, if it's one of those where you've got your own cubicle, I'd probably go and sit in the sink.
I'm like, do a bit of bridesmaids action.
when it down.
Bidet.
When it down.
Look, and our fourth and final question this morning. Oh, this is a good one. What would be in your web history that you'd be embarrassed if someone saw? So what would be in your web history that you'd be embarrassed about if someone saw it?
Look at them.
I'd love to think there was an exciting thing. Years ago, there could have been lots of things. More recently, there's really nothing exciting. Like, I've got silly things like learn free mentalism tricks to amaze your friends.
Oh, wow.
That's the sort of thing that's in mine.
Yeah. Well, that's embarrassing.
You know, that really, yeah, I mean.
I mean, I'm looking at mine. Yeah, mine's boring.
Mine is all things vocal scale exercise that improve your voice instantly.
Well, so, Damien, my...
Nerd alert.
Well, a lot of my web history has to do with work stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yours clearly doesn't.
Mentalism. I mean, where must I even do with that?
I know.
To amaze your friends.
We're amazed.
And you should be embarrassed.
I know, I am.
I think you answered the question.
I am a bit.
There we go. Ask Jade and Damien anything. Illawarra, if you've got questions, fingers crossed these guys have answers. But shoot them to us through Facebook or hit us up anytime.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I need your opinion about something that happened yesterday.
Okay.
I got caught doing something in the bathroom. I got caught red-handed. All right. No, Jade. Now, let's be mature, okay? We're all adults in this room, okay? We can talk about this sort of stuff.
What? I am being mature.
No, you started giggling.
I'm just giggling because I'm just like, it's funny getting busted doing stuff in the bathroom.
Look, it's the one place you can go, and if there's something you need to do, you get it done, and then you move on, okay?
Yeah, so what happened? What did you get busted doing,
all right,
David?
So we have a small bathroom just off our living area, okay? And I went into the bathroom, shut the door, and, you know, I just waited for the right moment, okay? So
the kids were out of the house, I hope?
No, the kids are watching TV, and Eileen was roaming around outside, okay? So I went in.
You thought, this is my moment for a bit of me time.
I didn't think she was anywhere nearby, so I thought everything would be fine. So I went into the bathroom, went to the cupboard, you know, got out what I needed, all right?
Absolutely.
Jade, Jade, you're being rude. All right.
Sorry. I'm listening. I'm being serious.
No. So I got out the utensils.
The utensils. Wow. This is next level.
The equipment.
You need equipment?
I got out the equipment. Okay, you can't do this without the equipment.
Oh, really? I thought you only needed one thing, and it's attached to your body.
No, I'm talking about a COVID test, Jade.
Oh,
Jade, your mind is in the gutter. No,
that is what when you were talking about you trying something you wanted to do by yourself in privacy.
That's what
you go to the bath. You went to the bathroom to do it.
Yeah, a COVID test because I've been doing so many COVID tests recently. Yeah. I linked my wife and said, "Hey, you know what? You're using up all our COVID tests, and clearly you don't have any COVID." So I snuck into the bathroom.
You stuck. I've been
testing. I snuck in.
Oh, my God.
Took out all the gear. I had to stop myself from sneezing, you know, when you're sticking it up your nose.
Because you didn't want to give it away?
I heard noise outside of the toilet. I was like, uh-oh, somebody's roaming around. So I was sticking up my nose. I was like, holding it in. Don't sneeze. Don't cough.
Oh, no.
And I did it. I did all the thing. And I was being really careful with the wrapping just so it didn't make too much noise and all that. Turned out it was negative. And I put it into the bin.
Did you hide the wrapping with toilet paper on top so she wouldn't see it in the bin?
I wrapped it fully in toilet roll, you know, just to get it and put it into the bin. Yeah. Few moments later, after I come out of the toilet, obviously I flushed the chain, made it look like something was going on.
Spotted a bit of Glen 20
yeah,
around.
That's right. Yeah. Go, woo! No one going there for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Those chase seats. Someone dropped a bomb in there.
A while later, Eileen comes out and says, "Who did a COVID test?" I don't know. She had found the little nasal thing. I'd left it on the sink.
Oh,
I had packed away everything. I'd done due diligence.
She's going to start locking those in the cupboard somewhere and wear the key around her neck.
I felt so embarrassed and so ashamed.
A little bit dirty afterwards, did you?
I felt a little bit dirty.
Here I am thinking you're in there lancing hemorrhoids or something.
No. COVID test.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
There are three words that I find very hard to say to my husband.
I love you.
No.
Sorry, Milko.
Close, hope
it's not those three words.
It's not those two words. It's I stand corrected.
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
I usually say it through gritted teeth. I stand corrected.
Yeah, okay.
So last Wednesday, we went to Jamboree Bowling Club for the old meat raffle. Early dinner, don't have to cook. Kids eat free, which I love.
Yeah.
And then the old meat raffle's at 6:30 and it's all wrapped up by 7. Put the kids to bed. It's a good night.
Yeah.
So last Wednesday, Milko went off and got the drinks. I'm doing the kid herding, sat them in, and I just quickly went and dashed over to Des, who was doing the meat raffle, taking the tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Old Dezo. And I said, "Des, give me $15 worth." Uh-huh. And then Des gave me $15. I went, "Oh, you know what, Des, let's make it 20. Oh. I'm feeling lucky.
Oh, wow, look at you.
So, and then I gave the kids a little pile of tickets each. So, you know, the kids sat there. It was great. Kept them entertained. Yeah. And you line out all your tickets, you pull them apart and every individual ticket lined up. And then so we had dinner and the meat raffle was on and the numbers were getting called. And every time the kids are like, "Is that us?" Look at it. "Nah, not us." "Sorry, kids." Next time, "Is that us?" "Nah, not us." We end up not winning anything.
Oh, jeez.
And do you know what I hate at the meat raffle? There's always one or two people that get three or four meat trays.
Always.
And you're like, "How did that happen?"
Yeah.
And then Milko looks at me and he shook his head and he's like, I said, "What? What did I do wrong?" And he goes, "I win the meat raffle every single time. I buy tickets."
Jeez.
So he said, "The problem we had tonight was that you went and bought the tickets and you paid with FPOS." And I said, "What?" And he goes, "If I buy the meat raffle tickets and I buy them in cash, I will win a meat tray every single time without fail." I'm like, good.
Wow.
Let's go home. Empty-handed.
Your husband's a man of science, isn't he?
He's a man of science, yeah. He's a very, very smart man, and that was his logic. And I went, whatever. Sure. Tell your story, walking. Went home. Last night, Wednesday night, rolled around again. Let's go to the bolo. And so we went to the bolo, ordered dinner, and Milko was like, I'm getting the meat raffle tickets tonight. Yeah. I went, oh, yeah, you're lucky. You go buy them, pay
your
cash,
system.
And you're going to win. Good on you. Okay, off you go. I wasn't that sarcastic, but, you know.
I think you might have been. All right.
So then we had dinner. We had all the tickets laid out again, and then first ticket called out. Lemon milk got a meat tray.
Oh, no.
And then about five meat trays later, he got another one.
Oh, jeez.
And then and you know what annoyed me the most was just the look on his face. First, when he's never got caught out, he's walking back with the meat tray looking at me going, see?
Yeah, see?
See?
See? See? This could have been us last week if you just had to play ball.
That's right. And then he came back again with a second meat tray looking at me again, and I'm like,
It's that meat tray strut, isn't it?
Oh. Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah.
And the look on the face. Or, you know, the people too that win and they pretend that they don't care that they won.
Yeah.
But they really, of course they care. They just won $50 worth of meat while you're sitting there with your tongue hanging out.
Yeah.
So we ended up getting two meat trays.
Yeah. All right. So his system works, clearly.
His system works.
Yeah. There's something in it.
And walking home and he goes, what do you want to say to me? Have you got anything to say? And I'm like, you're cooking dinner tomorrow night. You've got enough meat for it.
No. No excuses.
I stare corrected. So I was like, okay, well, it works then. Maybe it works.
But why does it work? Because people have superstitions like this. And I've heard a rumor that when you have a superstition like this, it's because you're putting something out into the universe.
So you're manifesting.
You're actually indirectly manifesting it, if you believe in all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
That maybe that's what your superstition's actually doing.
Maybe. Maybe there's a sign. Then maybe something like that. Because I know when Dez tried to put my money in the first week, he kept stuffing up the F-plus and kept putting through $0. And I'm like, maybe that was a sign I shouldn't have bought any tickets.
You should have backed off straight away.
Do people have like those lucky, do you have a lucky, you know, thing where you've got to wear a certain pair of undies or you have to drive a certain way to a sporting game if you're competing to win?
Everybody's got some sort of. I've got my own little rituals. Got tons of them.
Okay, I'm sure you got a few. So look, keep your powder dry. We'll come back in just a moment. Illawarra, if you've got a bit of, is it like a superstitious ritual? Is that kind of
something that you do? It's like you kind of you know that you're going to get lucky, or you know you wear your blue undies when you play a sporting match because that means you're going to win.
All right, okay. Yeah. Hit us up, Illawarra.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Yeah. Lucky rituals,
superstitious ones.
Yeah.
Things that you do to try and get you across the line and whatever. Now, I've got OCD, so I do rituals nonstop. Mm-hmm. But prior to that, when I used to do Irish dancing, I always had a four-leaf clover inside of a watch. All right, so I took the inside of the watch out and I just put the four-leaf clover in that I found. And while I was wearing that watch, I always won in Irish dancing.
Hey, there you go.
There you go. And I did. And it always worked. So there you go.
So many people want to chip in this morning. 4275-1965.
Sonia from Port Kembla Hospital, what's your lucky ritual?
I have to set my alarm in the morning at an odd number, otherwise I have a bad day. So if I set it on 6:43 or 6:47, I have a good day. If my partner sets it and it's 6:45, I have a bad day.
Oh my goodness me!
This is guaranteed. It's got to be an odd number.
Wow! So this is obviously been proven, tried and tested.
It's been proven. I've been doing it for years, and guaranteed if he sets it for me, if I forget, I have a terrible day.
Wow, this is okay. And what do you reckon it is? I mean, how does it work? Do you think it puts it out into the ether, out into the universe, and sends out this bad sort of vibe?
I think that's what happens. I know when I wake up, when I look at it, that it's on the wrong time, it's on an even time, and then the day is just awful.
That's horrible. You know what you need to do, Sonia, is just then change the time to 10 minutes later on the number that you need and go back to sleep and then wake up again, and maybe that'll eliminate it.
Reboot.
I never thought of that.
Try it next time and see if the reboot works.
I certainly will. Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Good on you, Sonia. Thank you.
See ya.
Jesse's given us a buzz from Lake Heights. We're talking about these little superstitious rituals.
Yeah, good luck rituals. Something that you do that makes you become fortuitous.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like my husband Milko, of course, he has to buy the meat raffle tickets and he has to pay in cash. And if he does, he'll win a meat tray every single time.
That's right. Lucky
guy. It works for him.
Yeah, all right. Jesse, what is your good luck ritual?
So from kindergarten through to year 12, I was cross country and athletics champion every year.
Okay.
And my mum and I narrowed it down to the Mars bar I would eat before every race.
Hey.
Okay. No, I get that because it's packed with the punch. It's got energy in there. It's got something. Maybe it gives you that mental sort of angst to get out there and win.
I think so. And on Athletics Carnival, because there was many races, I would have the king size Mars bar get me through the mall.
All right. I thought they were going to say like a whole family pack of like fun size Mars bars.
Smash them.
4275196 5. I like that. Smash a Mars bar right now.
Yeah, why not? Hey, Megsy's giving us a call from Corrimal. Morning, Megsy. What is your lucky ritual?
So my family are all big Sharkies fans, and every time they play, no matter what outfit I'm wearing, if we're going out, I have to wear my Sharkies socks. And I can swear, I think they've let me down twice in the season. Oh. And even if my daughter will text me and say, Mum, are you wearing your Sharky socks? If we're losing, you know. So it's a bit of a ritual with the whole family now.
Oh, that's so good. You are carrying the team on your feet.
They're powerful socks.
Yes, I am. Definitely.
Well, fingers crossed. Day, guys. Fingers crossed. Don't forget your socks. We need you to wear those socks on Saturday night, Megsy.
I'm wearing them, don't you worry.
Oh, Dino's going to, he's got your number now because he's a Sharkies fan. He'll be texting you before every game going, Megsy, you got your socks on?
I love it. All right, I'll be wearing them, Dino.
Yeah, good job. Good job, Megsy.
See you guys.
Bye.
Appreciate the calls on your little rituals.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Oh, you know, since starting this fitness challenge.
Oh, yeah.
There's been one thing that's been like the bane of my existence this week.
What is that?
Chia seeds.
Chia seeds.
Because I've been putting them in like my protein shake in the morning. Mm. And God, they're a painful little thing. Not only do they get like stuck in the blender and I can't get them out, so every morning I'm just adding more chia seeds to the bottom of the blender because they just stick in there. They get stuck in between your teeth. Like, what does a chia seed do for you? That's what I want to know. I just got the recipe and it said put in a tablespoon of chia seeds and I feel like that they're just a pain in the posterior.
They are a pain. I
need a toothpick or something because it's like stuck in my... I got like three
in
there.
Get in there with your nail.
I'm trying, but then my nails are breaking off into my teeth. First world problems, but seriously, what does a chia seed even do for you?
Really? I have no idea what it does for you, but I actually ended up in hospital because of a chia seed.
Because of a chia seed?
What? This is not...
Really?
This is the honest truth. Okay, so a couple of years ago...
snorting them or something?
Oh, well, like it can constipate you. It can't constipate you. They're tiny.
No. A couple of years ago, I did a health kick as well, exactly like what we're doing right this.
Yeah.
And I made up shakes with chia seeds, and I'd pour them into the glass and I'd drink it. Before I went to bed, I had a shake. Then I cleared out the glass, filled it with water, got into bed and went to sleep.
Hmm.
And throughout the night, I was kind of, taking drinks of water.
Yeah.
Woke up the next morning and there's all this kind of goo around the edge of the glass. Okay. I didn't know that the goo was actually chia seeds that had not been dissolved away when I washed them, okay? So when I washed the glass, the chia seeds, they attached themselves to the glass.
Because they stick to anything,
Now, I was very sick because I thought it's my insides coming out of my body, all right? Because I'd been drinking out of that glass, so I figured something of my own body was coming out when I was putting my lips onto the glass. So I went to the hospital, and I brought the glass with me to the hospital to explain that I think there's something terrible, like the inside of my intestines was coming out. Bile, and it was coming out of my mouth or something
God.
I was showing the glass and everything. The doctor said, look at this. This is serious stuff. I don't know what it is. The doctor going, I've never seen that before.
Oh, my God.
And the doctor said, but do you feel bad? Do you feel sick? And I was like, no, I feel fine, but clearly
there's
really
something wrong with me.
There's something serious here.
I'm about to die. I just have this image of, like, emergency, how it's packed and, like, somebody's got a broken arm. There's usually a kid there in their sports gear, like, wrecked. Somebody's got blood coming out of their head. And here's Damien Lee sitting there with a glass. That's got a couple of chia seeds stuck to the top going, I'm dying.
They didn't look like chia seeds anymore. They had gone into a kind of a goo. It looked like bile from your... This is serious. I honestly worked myself up into a frenzy. I was like, this is it. I am really sick.
There's a photo of you inside that emergency department under the hypochondriacs.
If you see this guy, don't admit him.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.